The Kibbur of Eidus by Achasana. So we're learning now, last week, this week, the Kashrus of Eidus. Let's first take a quick look. When is it a Geya, this Kibbud, which some say is the most Chashav's the Kibbud by Achasana, the Kibbur of Eidus, people to be made. So these four Iker parts, when it's Negeya Eidus, which Iker means these subdivisions in it as well, these the Tnoyim, which really the Tnoyim is not Badafka part of the wedding. You could do it a lot. Many places the Tnoyim is done before the Chasana, many places it's done by the Chasana, but you need Eidus by the Tnoyim. Then these Eidus for the Ksuba. The Ksuba, you need Eidus for the Ksuba. You need Eidus for the Kedushin, the marriage, the Kedushin, and then you need Eidus, we'll call it the Chuppah, the Eidei Yichud. So we said four parts where you need Eidus. One is Tanoim, two is the Ksuba, the Kedushin, and the Chuppah, the Eidei Yichud. Technically, you could use one set of Eidus for all four. You could have one Kat, one Reuven and Shimon could do the Eidus, say the Eidus for all four parts. L'maisa t'mavur and Maril and the Maramints, which the doig is that we have separate Edom for the Kedushin and the Yichud are separate Edom. We have Edom, the Kedushin and the Yichud is one set of Edus, and then we have separately other Edus for the Ksuba. But technically you could have one set of Edom that are made straight through everything. Now, just to point out, if we're talking about these four parts where Edus are Negeya, Ksuba has three parts to it. Edom that are made, which a little bit we spoke on last year, Edom are made on the Kinyan. That's one part in the Edus. These are part two of the Edus, which the Edom sign in the Ksuba. That's also a part of the Edus of the Ksuba. And then some even hold that the Edom have to be made of the Mesiris Ashtar, the Ksuba going over from the Chasen to the Kala. That would be three parts in the Edus of Ksuba. And then in the Eidei Nesu'in, Eidei Chuppah, there's also as far as three parts in Eidei Chuppah. The most common part of the Eidus of Chuppah is the Eidei Yichud. The Eidim after the Kedushin go to the Yichud room to make sure that he was Yichud. That's one part in the Eidus, the Eidei Yichud, which is usually called like that, the Eidei Yichud, the Kedushin, the Yichud. Then there's a Chaluk that we'll get to it, we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, but these those that hold that the Edom should be made to see, which obviously they see by the Kedushin, that the Chasen and Kala are under the Chuppah. So if Chuppah is Nesu'in is Chuppah, they see the Chasen and Kala under the Chuppah. And then there's a part three, which the Badekin, covering the Kala earlier, there are those Mesadik Kedushin that are Makba to bring the Edom in to be made if that is actually the Nesu'in. So just to, before we move along over here, these four parts with the Eidus are Negeya, the Tanoim, the Ksuba, the Kedushin, and then the Eidei Yichud. Now, we learned last week, this week, we're learning how you get Kosher Eidim. They can't be Rishoyim, not Kroivim. So let's taka say we worked out, we found super Kosher Eidim, best Eidim, Ksherim, 100% Ksherim. However, there's still a problem, which is the problem of Nimtze Echad Mem Karav Apostle, which all the Rishonim ask. The Mishnah says in Makkos, it's a Mishnah in Makkos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, that if you have two Edim, and one of the Edim end up being Apostle Eid, Nimtze Echad Mem Karav Apostle, one of the two Edim are not kosher, is the Din, that you don't have Edus, obviously, because if you have two Edim, and one is not a kosher Eid, so one down and you only have one left, that's not a kosher Eidus. What happens if you have Eidim that come to Beis Din that are made out of three Eidim? The Kat is made out of three Eidim. So really, if one is down, one is apostle, that's if you're still left with two Eidim, you should really still have a good set of two Eidim, of Eidim Ksherim. What's the problem over here? L'chayra, even if you lose one, you still have two Eidim. Zok the Mishnah, it's from a drasha and a pasuk. Even just like by two, the pasuk says, So if it's Shnayim, what is it Shloisha? If you have Shnayim, what's Shloisha? The Teretz is that even if by the three one goes down, just like by two Edim, if you lose one, there's no Edim. So by three also, even if one goes down, so Mela, those two Edim are not kosher. It passels the whole Kat. So the obvious question is, which all the Rishonim ask, by every Chasana, by every Kiddushin, you have Kroivim that are there by the wedding. So even if you taka have Edim Ksherim, which you picked out, we learned, we went through what is called Edim Ksherim, and you have taka Edim Ksherim, but join into these Edim Ksherim, you also have other Edim, Kroivim, maybe even Psulim. So why don't those Edim join up with the Ksherim, and it's Nimtza Echad Mem Karavai Pasol, Shapasol, the whole entire Kat. That's what the Rishonim ask. Tosfos, the Rosh, the Das Akein and Bala Tosfos, other Rishonim, the Ritva. Nope, it should really be problematic every time. But every Chasana, you have Psulim that are there also. Kroivim, the brothers standing nearby that see that are being made. The Das Akeinim answers, and he says that when does a pasul aid, when does an aid pasul and make a problem to a kat? Which means if you have five aidim and one is pasul, the whole kat is pasul. That's only a problem only if the one that's pasul, when he's looking, he's being machaven to be made. That's what Das Akeinim answers. If he's machaven to be made, then he taka pasul. So memela, by a chasana, the kroivim, they're not machaven to be made, so there's no problem. So even though you have kroivim that are watching, it's not a problem. He says, the im i'ata imakein, how are you ever going to have a chasana that's kosher? That's a Das Akeinim of Altosis right there on the pasig. Lamaisi brings from his Rebbe that there used to be machris by the wedding that ksherim, the Lashon, the Kama Pa'amim Re'isi Moria Rav, he's saying his Rebbe Shoya Oime B'Shas Kedushin, and he used to announce, Kol HaKsherim Lahoyed Yu Eide Kedushin. They used to make an announcement, whoever's kosher for Eides should be made. Now he explains, this announcement was only L'Rav Chedemilsa, there was no need to make such an announcement, because really, the Kroivim, the brothers that are there, the brother of the Chassid, the brother of the Kala, even if they're watching, they want to see exactly what's going on, they're not being Mechavin Lahoyed. But what's the rafcha, the milscha, what is yes the gain, and what's the need to make to be made, I mean to make the announcement? Because what happens, Lamaisa, what happens if one of the brothers learned here in the night koil and learned the Eidus, the Alachas, and is looking and watching, but often that they're looking like Eidim. So that could really mess it up, which means the Das Akeinim says, you know why there's no problem of Edim, of Psulim? Because only if they're Machaven, when they're looking to be made. And what happens if you have a brother, that a Karev that's watching and looking, and he's Machaven Lahoid, he messes up the whole Kiddushin. So Memeila, that's the announcement. What's the benefit of the announcement? When you make an announcement by a Chasan, and you say, all Ksherim should be made, it's saying, in other words, anyone that's pasul is excluded, not invited to be made. You make an announcement, it's like saying that psulim cannot be made. So then, the one who's pasul can be machaven from today till tomorrow to be made. He was never asked to be an aid. So maybe he's not included, then it won't pasul. So that's the first answer to the question why the kroivim don't pasul, because they're not machaven to be made. And we also said that we add something on. We make an announcement to exclude the psulim, that even if they're machaven to be made, it shouldn't cause any problem.
How do you have to make an announcement?
Oh, so Elia's asking, instead of an announcement, really you could just pick two. We're going to get to the picking two shortly. Let's first try to move along. We have a few other terutzim, and then we'll go into the picking. And what you gain, there's a few that Achronim speak about, we'll get to that in a minute, before the picking. First, we understand why we make an announcement, it's like saying no psulim are invited to be made.
Where's the kayav to exclude? What's the makar that somebody, so there's a specific person that can have the kayav to exclude?
Oh.
If someone wants to be an aid, it can be an aid, why not? Who's stopping them?
Oh, so Reb Shlomo Yosef's asking, who has the koyach to exclude? And really, the question has to start a little earlier. Who has the koyach to ask a aid to be made? Forget about excluding. Let's first handle the step before. Who is the one who decides aid? So we're going to cover that be'ezus Hashem as well. Who is the one who has a right to pick Adam? We'll see. I'm not even talking about who picks it. I'm talking about, is there someone b'chlal minyana to pick, or whoever watches sees? We're going to get to that. Let's get to that in a few minutes, and we'll hear what the Olam has to say.
They'll sign before, there's going to be the item.
We don't sign. So there, the signature is really being made on the ksuba. We'll focus now. Yitaki, you're right. We'll focus by kedushin when he's talking no signatures. Yeah. The Rosh Tosfos over here, Marcus and the Rosh say a different teretz, and they say that even if the psulim are machaven to be made, it still doesn't make a difference. They don't make any problems. Calls mind that the psulim don't come to Bezdin to be made. Which means, even if by the chasana, psulim, our relative is machaven to be made, it doesn't make a difference. His kavana doesn't stare, it doesn't bother and ruin the edus, as long as the edim, psulim, don't come to Bezdin. Now, it's never negaya, no one ever goes to Bezdin about being made, it's not relevant, there's no edus to be made on it, therefore there's no problem, so you don't have to, which means you don't have to make any announcement. Even if psulim are machava to be made, there's no problem, and therefore the kedushin is a good kedushin. So we have two terusim so far, either the nala to be machaven, and to protect that if they are machaven for that, the etza out of that kavana is by making an announcement to exclude psulim, or they could be mechavim from today till tomorrow. It doesn't make a difference. They're not going to passel because they have to come be made. A third yishuv, which is really already starting to touch on the part of who has the right to pick Edim, which means not who, the Masad, the Kedushin, or the Chasim, which we'll get to that at the end, but really, Bechlal, do you need to pick Edim? So the Avin Meluyim, this is a third teretz, the Avin Meluyim says like this, if somebody is a Ritzeach, Rachmana Litzlan, so over there the Edim, anybody has to pick the Edim. If Edim saw, they made Asra, and the Edim saw, they made it on the Ritzicha, they're Edim. However, by Kedushin, by Nesuin, the Kedushin, the people who are making the Kedushin, the Edim are making a chalois, they're making it happen. It's not just that they made on the story what happened, it's not just a Raya, they're making the Kedushin a Kedushin. And therefore, since the Chasen and Kala need Edim to make this Kedushin a Kedushin, so says the Avad Blum, B'chol Shem Achavan, they need Edim, they only want Edim Ksherim. So therefore their Kavana automatically knocks out the Psulim. So this again is a third answer how the Psulim don't passel. And once again, you don't have to make any announcements, you don't have to even Meyachad Edim, as long as the Chasen Kala either know or they may even don't have to know, but the one thing they know is that these Edim watching and they only want Edim Ksherim, so the Psulim are not included. What'd you say? Why would you need a Raya for? It's, of course, it's Negei, and it's Negei to be made also, if let's say she is Mezana, but to make it a Kedushin, we're discussing about making it a Kedushin. Making it a Kedushin, if the Edom are being made, are watching, the Safa. We're going to get to covering also. These are some Sefer, I think exactly what you're speaking about, we're going to get to. But it's Hashem, if not, you'll tell me.
The other Tirutz and the other Yishayim, I'm asking for this aside that it's Edus of Yume. I'm saying, Lechayr, it's a Metzias, wherever you chose. Lechayr, I'm saying the other Yishayim that are giving other Tirutz and this is the Metzias, how the
Kedushin
works.
So you're asking, why did the Rishonim have to say their teretz? What's about the Avin Meluyim?
Yeah, it sounds like they don't hold like this in this or something. I'm saying, what's going on? Okay.
So let's revisit the Shaila soon, because we're going to see that you could use other Edom also, and we'll see if it's Miyosha, which I think it will be. Lamaisa, so we have over here a few terutzim why the psulim don't passel, they can't passel whether they want or not, or we announce all ksherim should be made. Lamaisa, we do something else besides that. I think everyone, you do that, we, Lamaisa, pick two Edim. This is another step. We don't just make an announcement, all Edim to be kosher, we pick two Edim. I'm not handling about announcing those two Edim. We pick two Edim, not just call all Edim, that anyone that's around, that is kosher should be made. We pick, we meyache two Edim. So there's a few hesberim why you should be meyachet to pick two Edim. So far we spoke that we want to knock out the psulim. So either you make an announcement, call aksherim, or you don't even have to make such an announcement. The psulim are not included. But why do you have to pick two Edim? What's wrong? You have a wedding, 500 people, so I'm sure there's 20 people that are kosher. Why can't you just rely on the aksherim? So there's a few terutzim. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that we're worried that if we're not going to designate two people, miyacha two people, we're going to end up with no Edim. First of all, because if you announce Kolak Sheirim, he says everybody's busy with the music, with the band, so Mameli, you're not going to end up with any Edim Sheirim that focus and look to see the Mesiris HaTabas and everything. That's the first reason. You're not going to see, you're not going to have any Edim. Just in a practical thing, no Edom are going to end up watching. So if you're Meyachad, Reuven and Shimon know it's their responsibility. Reason number two, which the Ktzos makes it all one reason, the Aruch HaShulchan calls it two reasons. Reason number two, he says, is that the Kroivim are usually, the relatives are usually the ones close up. The friends that come, they don't stand mamish by the chuppah. The relatives are there. So since the Kosher Edom are further back, since they're further back, Samuel, they're not going to be able to see. I went to a few chasanas between once we started learning to say the Kedushin and Suin. I wanted to watch to see what the Masada Kedushin. But Lamaisa, who stands on the chuppah? The ones who stand under the chuppah are the relatives, the father. You don't stand by a bris. You could get away. You stand next to the bris to watch. But I'm saying a chasana, it's not. So the Kroivim, Lamaisa, the Kroivim don't have a. The Kroivim are the ones who are close by. So Mechatesi, you announce all Ksherim. So you're going to see people running up to go watch. It's not going to happen. But if you miyacha two people, Reuven and Shimon, the Reuven and Shimon are going to come step up. They'll stand right there by the chuppah to watch. That's the second reason. The third reason, which is Mavur. What'd say? Yeah, so you're saying people are distracted, like the first teretz, but distracted other reasons also with the phone and the chanami taka. So you need a taka have to miyachid edim to be able to see. Yeah. Another reason to be miyachid to edim, a third reason. So the Ktzai says al pi the shach, which we spoke before that if edim that are machaven to be made. We said the Das Akenim and the ones that are not Machaven, the Psulim are not Machaven, it's not a problem. So that's the Das Akenim's answer why the Psulim don't make cause an issue, because they're not Machaven to be made. However, the Shach says that if the Ksherim are not Machaven to be made and the Psulim are not Machaven to be made, then it's like if they're both Machaven to be made, which means they're both on the same level. It would turn into a Kat of Edis with Ksherim and Psulim. When is it better if the ksherim are machaven to be made and the psulim are not machaven? So then the ksherim are the edim and your relatives don't cause an issue. But if let's say none are machaven, not the ksherim and not the psulim, which is fine, you don't have to be machaven, there's no din kavana. It's okay not to be machaven. But says the shach, the psulim are also not machaven. And male, the psulim are going to be in the same boat as the ksherim, and it's going to be a kat of ksherim and psulim. And the Mela, it's going to be Nimtzachem Karav Apostle. You're not going to have good Edis. So that's a third reason, says the Ktzos, why you should designate two particular Edim. Because if you make an announcement and you say all Ksherim should be made, so people are going to, yeah, okay, I'm a Kasher. I hope I'm a Kasher. But they're not going to be Dafka Mechavan to be made. So you'd be left with Ksherim and Psulim not being Mechavan to be made. And the Mela, you're again not going to have a good Edis to be made on the Kedushin. If you make an announcement saying that all ksherim are should be made, and lemaisa, no one chaps to be machab and to be meyed. So you end up having ksherim looking, but not being mechavan to be meyed, which is good. It's a good edus, but they're not being mechavan. The psulim are also being mechavan. So lemaisa, it automatically blibes that you have ksherim and psulim.
Because they're all not mechavan.
They're equal.
Right.
They're equal.
But yeah.
If the announcement helps when they're all mechavan and they're also equal, why shouldn't it help when they, even when they're all mechavan, they're equal, the announcement helps to exclude them?
I hear.
The announcement is that the psalm shouldn't be mechavan.
Chaim Yisrael is asking, what do you fadin? The Ktsoi says that by if both are not mechaven, so then you have ksherim repsulam. Lamaisa, once you make the announcement, l'chor, that announcement of kol ksherim shememela automatically take out the psulam. That's really what is being machadish, that with the shach, if they're both are not mechaven. But why Lamaisa is saying kol ksherim? He's asking, when you say kol ksherim, it's automatically excluding the psulam.
Very good.
So then why do you have to be yachad two edim? Just say kol ksherim. And even if no one's mechaven, not the ksherim and not the psulam. So Zokta Ktsois, you have a shach that when no one's mechaven, they both become one bikat. But he's saying, very good, Chaim Yisrael Lamaisa, when you have an announcement that says kol ksherim, so that automatically knocks out the psulim.
Maybe it can include the ksherim, it can only exclude them. Meaning, they're not a chavin, so they're saying the announcement is not going to, it can't include the ksherim.
No.
And he made one big cut, so you can't exclude them by including them. Maybe.
Why? When you say kol ksherim, it's like saying I only want ksherim, not psulim. So even if no one's machaven to be made, lamaisa is saying I only want ksherim, not psulim. Lamaisa is like this. Lamaisa, from all these reasons why we pick out the edim, be'etzem, you could just pick out two edim and you don't have to make any announcement. But lamaisa, we want to accomplish to knock out the psulim, so mamela, we make the announcement. This all, let's just be mesudr over here. We had a few reasons to make an announcement to exclude the psulim. Now we spoke, why do you have to lamaisa pick two edim? You don't have to make the announcement which two edim, Reuven and Shimon edim. You just have to pick two people to make sure that not everybody's busy by the chasen and you don't have edis. But once you pick two people, you can really just make an announcement or ksherim could be made. You don't have to announce those two people. The Maram Shik, the Talmud of the Chassam Sefer, says a fourth reason why you should... What? A fourth reason why a person should pick out Dafka to Edim as opposed to not making an announcement Kol Aksherim. Again, we just said three reasons why to pick out two Edim, because you want to end up with two Edim. However, you could still make an announcement Kol Aksherim, which will exclude the psulim. But says the Maram Shik, he doesn't like the idea of making the announcement kol ksherim. He wants you should make an announcement dafka with these two edim that you pick out. You could say, we have two edim, but you should make an announcement as opposed to saying all edim are ksherim, or all kosher edim should come be made. Why? The halacha is, by a get, whoever's in the room, and the person is giving the get says, I want everybody that's kosher to be made on the get. You need everybody to see the Mesiris HaGet. If these 50 people, kosher people, everybody has to see. And if one of the people that are there don't see the Mesiris HaGet, it's not kosher. You need everybody. That's the halacha. Memela says to Maram Shik, it's poshet, the same thing as by Kedushin. If somebody's going to make an announcement by the Kedushin, all ksherim should be made. So you're really asking for trouble, because then you really need all the kosher people in the room. And what's about the person that happens to be standing in the back, schmoozing with somebody else? You need everybody. So Memela, that's why we pick Dafka we miyachetu, and he doesn't want, but that's something you should announce, Kolak Sheirim. You should Dafka have two, which those people will be the ones that are Aiden. Lamaisa, and this is going to answer part of the shilas we spoke about. So far we have a pretty neat mahalach what to do. You make an announcement. Technically you can make an announcement kol ksherim. We announce the edim because we want to gain this also, because if you say kol ksherim, Lamaisa, you need everybody to be made. And by picking these two, we exclude all the psulim. However, there's an issue, the Binyan Tzion says, the Arachla Ner, there's an issue by picking out two Edom. If you pick out two Edom, which that's what we do, you pick out two Edom, you could cause yourself a problem. What happens if one of these two Edom, Lamaisa, are not kosher? If you pick out two, if you say Kolak Sherim, all the Edom, so then you're good to go. If this one's not good, you have the next one. If he's not good, so he's out, so he wasn't included. But if you pick two Edom, Reuven and Shimon Lamaisa ends up being a Karev, which it has happened, not in a serious Karev. I've heard it even happen, Mamash, even to our first cousin, which is a Karev, but even like Far Kroivim. So if you pick two Edom, these are the two Edom, says the Binyan Tzion, and one is Pasul, you're left without Edus. So Meili says, no, I rather, you should have the doors open, a Rafchas of Edom, whoever wants to be Meit. Lamaisa, the Maram Shik says, no, he's not worried about this problem that if you pick two Edom and one Edom is not good, that you're knocking everybody out. Of course, you need other people to watch the Kedushin also. If you don't have other people watching, it doesn't help. But let's say you have two Edom, Reuven and Shema, but you have another five people in the front row that are watching. Says the Maram Shik, that even if a Miyachad Edom, it's a Mefur Shiramah, the Ramah Simen Mem Beis, which is a Rivash, the Ramah says, Kiddush B'fnei Edom, even if you didn't say it's Mekudeshes, you don't have to be Miyachad Edom. Hagah, says the Ramah, Vafilu Yichad Edom, even if you were Miyachad Edom, Yechoylem Achirim Shiroa Maisa Lahoid. Even other people could be made. So Mamela, even if you pick two Edom, you're not messing anything up, because if anybody else saw, this other person that saw anyways is going to be able to be made. The Goyin says the reason is, since you don't have to be Mazman Edom, you don't have to pick Edom, you don't have to make Azmana for Edom. So even if you're Mazman Edom, it's very nice you pick two Edom, but any other Edom are included in the Edus. So maybe even if you pick two and one of them is apostle, you have other Edom. One final teretz, I'll say it b'kitzer, but we'll continue it in a different shir, and we heard already about it. Tosfos and the Rosh, we said, asked the question, what happens if Kroivim watch, l'chayre, they cause an issue, a paslos. If you take a good look, Tosfos asks the question only by gittin. When Tosfos asks the question by a get, Kroivim that are watching should make a pasul. When the Rosh asks the question, he asks it by kedushin also. What happened to Kedushin and Tosfos? Kedushin is much more common. It happens before Gittin. So why didn't Tosfos ask the question on the Vav in Makis from Kedushin? That every Kedushin should be very problematic of Kroivim watching. What we're discussing the whole shir tonight, why doesn't Tosfos ask by Kedushin? No, that's... So the Chasam Sofer says in Tshuva, Eben Ezer Simen Kof, and he says like this, he speaks about it, Barichas, towards the end, he says, how could the Eden be made on the Kala? She's covered. So we heard about it, we learned about it, we're going to learn weiter about it. The Chayr, you have to see the Kala. To be made, that the Chasam marrying the Kedushin to the Kala, you don't see the Kala. So there's a Machloikis, Machloikis Rishayin, and Machloikis Ad told today, whether if you do have to see, you don't have to see. Says the Chasam Sofer, that this machlokes, the machlokes is obviously if you can rely on umdana, means obviously there's an invitation, this kala, everybody saw her before, everybody's going to see her by the dancing later, so you could say for sure it's Anan Sahadi that she's that kala. So the Chasam Sofer says that this machlokes, Tosfos and the Rosh is a machlokes if you have to see the Rias Pnei Akala. Tosfos never asked by Kedushin that Lachari the Kroivim will make a pasulus. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer, because since the Edom that are being made are Anan Sahadi, it's a different type of Edus. Edus of Anan Sahadi, there's no halach of Nim Tzachel and Karav Apostle. So this is a very powerful teretz to our whole discussion tonight. If Edom, Psulim are watching together with the Ksherim of the Kedushin, Tosfos holds it's no problem, because since it's not a regular Edus, it's only Anan Sahadi. By Anan Sahadi, you don't say Nimtzeh Echelam Karav Apostle makes a problem for the rest of the Edus. Just to conclude, sorry, mamash, 30 seconds. This was a shaila that the Olam handled. Who Lamaisa has to choose these Edim? It's very important. Who chooses them? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Pashtas, the Chassan HaKala, the Chassan is the one who picks it. It's for his Kedushin, which some bring also the Kala. It's his Kedushin. The Chassan is the one who has to pick. But he says, in Pnei HaBusha, Diyav Shalhamas, if it's very hectic and they can't focus on it. So the Mela, the Rav, which is the Masad, the Kedushin, he can be Miyachah, the Edim. The Ezim HaKadosh says, it's no problem for the Masad HaKadoshim to be Yachad the Edim, because as long as when they announce, they say the Edim, and the Chassan and Kala here, Shtike Kahida. Lamaisa, it said, brought from Reb Chaim Brisker, was Makbid, that the Chassan should be the one to be Yachad the Edim. And I saw in Oyel Arye, Reb Label Katzi brings... He brings this, and he brings Rav Shach was noyig like that, and others, a list of ones that are noyig taka, that the chassan should, yes, pick the edim. And then there's another part that the briskerov was makbid that the chassan should say, and I don't want edim psulim. But just to be messiah, what we have over here, we spoke about the inyan of the edim that are being made. We want to exclude the edim psulim. And besides excluding the Edom Psulim, by picking the Edom Ksherim, we have to be Miyachet to Edom to end up with Edom Ksherim. And even if you pick to Edom, we saw you could use other Edom. And the Edom Psulim don't get attached on. And we saw another Teretz that it's a different type of Edus. And even if they want to see and watch and be made, you don't say Nim Tzemech Lem Karav Apostle, and it's going to be Kosher Edus.